It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I'm glad we're together right now. I want you to see what's in this box. Some friends of mine made two things that are in this box. I'd like you to see them. You have any idea what might be there? They're soft, and they're toys. And it's a big cat and a little cat. I think I'll take them over here to the couch. Just set them on here, like that. See, it's a soft toy. Big cat, and does the little cat look like the baby, like the baby cat? Does it? Well, it seems that it is to me, because it's smaller than the big one. And babies are smaller than their mothers or their dads for a long time. Yeah, takes them a long time to grow. But you know, some children grow up to be even taller than their own mothers and dads. But they're smaller for a long, long time. Yeah, I think I'll hide these two. And don't look, okay? Don't look where I'm putting them. And see if you can tell where I've hidden them. Okay, now you can look. Where do you think they might be? Any idea? Under here? Right under here. There they are. Is that where you guessed? Right under the cushion? Yeah. I'd like to sing you a song. I was thinking about these toys and about how I like children just the way you are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. Somebody at the telephone. Hello? Hi, Betty. Shadowbox Theater? I don't know that I've ever seen one. Sure, I'd like to. Oh, you won't? Oh, well, we'll be glad to go over and watch them. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. That's Betty Averill. She says that there's a Shadowbox Theater rehearsing at her little theater. She's not there herself, but she thought we just might like to watch their rehearsal. Why don't we go over to Betty's little theater and see the Shadowbox Theater? Come along. How do you do?
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Well, Betty told me you were rehearsing here, and I brought my television friend. I was hoping we could see some of your work and hear some of your work.
Right. But this is an auto harp. Has a lot of chords on it. Here, I'll push a button, and you strum the strings. Isn't that a pretty sound?
It isn't. It's a nice feel, you know. I can feel the vibrations there. Very nice. And you play this for the puppet show, do you?
Yes, I do.
That's our sea music.
What is this?
That's a jellyfish. He's one of the friends that little Spinny, this puppet, meets in the sea. Sometimes he's a little bit of afraid of that jellyfish.
Come like this.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Now, if it's shadow puppets, you do it behind that screen, do you?
That's right. That's where we
and
do it.
And so what we'll see are just the shadows out here.
Just the shadows. I see. That's what you'll see.
May we see your work?
Oh, fine. We'd love to show you.
Good. It must be very much like a dance.
Oh, yes, it is, Mr. Rogers. It really is. Bye now.
Bye. Well, it looks as if we're going to be able to see creatures of the sea. You know, sea is a word for ocean. So those fish and jellyfish and all be behind this screen. Let's watch.
My name is Spinny. I swim in this great big sea with all of my friends. When we swim together, we're called a school of fishes.
Yes, we are a school of fishes, little fishes, tiny fishes. Yes, we are a school of fishes swimming in the water. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Yes, we are a school of fishes swimming in the water.
I am a round fish, bright as can be.
I am a little fish, pretty as the sea.
I am a zippy fish, look at me.
And me, I am a little fish named Spinny.
Yes, we are a school of fishes, little fishes, tiny fishes. Yes, we are a school of fishes swimming in the water.
Oh, what a pretty sea. There's a jellyfish.
Oh, what a pretty sea I found, with pretty colors all around. Seashells and coral on the ground. Yes, Spinny, yes, Spinny. Sometimes the creatures in the sea look strange and then they frighten me. And then I run and hide, you see. Yes, Spinny, yes, Spinny.
Oh, look, I bet he gets frightened sometimes. Hello, snail. Can you tell me what you do when you get scared?
Oh, me? I hide. I hide in my shell deep inside.
I don't have a shell to hide in. But when I'm frightened, I can swim in this beautiful sea with all of my friends. Oh, yes, we're free in the sea, as happy as can be, my friends along with me. This fish, that fish, little fish, oh, it's great to have colony.
Great what you can do with shadows and ideas. Did you notice the different things that the different creatures did when they were frightened? What did the snail do? Snail went into its shell. Mm-hmm. But Spinny preferred to spin around with his friends. Mm-hmm. People are like that too. They do different things when they're frightened. Hi.
Hi,
it was
Mr. Rogers.
Just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Where are your other friends?
They went out to get a bite to eat.
I see. Would it be possible for me to go back there and make a shadow?
Sure, come on.
What I'll do is just go, you wait right here, and I'll go back there and make a shadow behind the sheet, all right? Just wait right here. You'll turn the lights out for me?
I'll turn the lights out for you. Then your shadow will be seen.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and we're going to put on the lights behind so you can see.
Can you see? Can you see my shadow? Arms going up and around and down. I pretend that I'm swimming in the water. See that? Shadow play. Okay, that's enough. Would you put the lights up?
Sure. Here comes
I'll be right out.
Back up again. You know, it's very...
Did you see me do that? Did you?
It's very easy to make a puppet shadow. All you need is a shape, a form. Like this. Here's the little fish. It's just cardboard. Very simple.
You cut that out.
You just cut it out. You can cut anything your imagination tells you to cut out. And if you want a little color, you take the color and you put it right in the open spaces, just like that.
Well, what is this color made out of?
That's a piece of cellophane. A lollipop wrapper is very good to use.
Perfect. There. And then you then paste that on?
You paste that on like that, and then... You need a stick for a puppet. You always need a stick. And you just tape that on to any place that you think is good. The tail here would be a very good place.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. And then if you have a light and a sheet or a piece of white paper, you turn out the lights in your room and you put on the light behind the sheet.
You could even use a flashlight, I guess.
Yes, you could. You could use a flashlight. And you put your puppet right there and he'll swim for you.
Make it swim right behind the sheet.
That's right.
Thank you very much. It really was a pleasure.
You're welcome, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come on. We must try that sometime. I like people who give good ideas for ways of playing. We could make a theater with a box like that. I could even hide and come out. Let's have some make-believe. We can make-believe that today is the day that the circus comes to the neighborhood of make-believe. This one reminds me a little of Daniel's striped tiger. How do you suppose Daniel Tiger feels about the circus coming? Let's just pretend about that, okay?
I think that's going to look fine. I really do. No, it just needs something here, I think. That ought to be a good place for it. I have one more of those.
Pretty bow.
Aren't they nice? I'm going to put it down here, Daniel. Oh, Uncle Friday says that they're going to be coming through in 12, so I really got to hurry.
In 12, mm-hmm. You say?
Yes, they're going to be coming right past here.
Right by my clock?
Yes, they're going over to the castle where Handyman Negri and Uncle Friday are.
Oh, you mean right past my clock? You mean right here that...
Yes, and then they're going to stay overnight at the castle, and then tomorrow they're going to have the show. Oh, isn't that exciting, Daniel? Daniel, isn't that exciting? Daniel? Daniel, where are you?
I'm right here, and I'm staying right here, too.
In the box?
It's not a box.
What is it?
It's a cage.
Well, why do you want to be in a cage?
That's where tigers belong. And the circus have their lions and tigers in cages, too.
Oh, I'm sure they will be, Daniel. I'm sure.
That's where tigers belong. What will happen, though, when they come out?
Well, they'll stay near people who will watch them and help them do what they have to do.
They'd better.
Daniel. Circus lions and tigers aren't anything like you.
Well, I like my cage, and I'm going to stay right in it, Lady Aberlin.
All right. Okay. If you want to stay in your cage, of course you may. It's just that I know that you're a tame tiger.
Well, I might want to come out in a little while.
And in a little while, would you want to watch the circus parade?
Maybe I will.
A parade seemed scary to Daniel. He wasn't sure that the wild animals would stay in their cages. Maybe they seem big to him. Maybe he's afraid of their teeth. Do you suppose Daniel sometimes feels like biting? Do you suppose he was afraid he might hurt somebody? Could that be why he got in his little box cage? Well, I'd like to pretend that the circus parade is coming right away and that Daniel gets to feel better and better about it. Okay? Miss Polificate could even like it, too. She could be going from the museum go-round over to Daniel's clock.
The parade with you?
Oh, would you? I mean, I'd be glad to have you here.
I do like to be with someone when I watch a parade.
Yeah, I think I do, too. Oh, what's that?
They're lining up for the parade.
Oh, well, where's Lady Aberlin?
She's inside the castle with Prince Tuesday.
Oh. Oh, is that a lion coming?
It's in a cage, Daniel.
Oh, It's not biting anybody, is it?
No.
I'm not either.
Well, of course not. You're a tame tiger.
Tame tiger? I think I'll get out of my cage.
Is that what this is, Daniel?
Well, it's really just a box.
Oh, I see. Look what's coming now, Daniel.
Oh, great.
A clown.
Welcome, circus and friends of Purple Panda. As you know, I am the king here.
How do you do, King Friday?
Queen Sarah.
Yes, yes, my majesty. Yes.
We are royally pleased with your presence. Miss Polificate has even made you a cake. Where is she?
Here I am, King Friday.
Oh, very good.
And here's the cake all finished.
Yes, please follow Miss Polificate. Please follow her and her cake. She will show you where you'll tent tonight, everyone.
Follow me, folks.
Thank you, King Friday. It looks
goodbye. Circus tomorrow, everyone. Circus tomorrow.
The circus people came and the circus animals came to the neighborhood of make-believe in a parade the whole way around the neighborhood. And Daniel felt good about it, didn't he? I was glad. You could make up your own parade. You know, just, I used to when I was young, just go around the house, marching around the house. Or you could even use stuffed animals like this, toy animals. Bum 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 bum. You have good ideas. Sing your own marching music. Bum bum bum. I wonder if fish ever have parades. Sometimes they go along in schools, you know. That's what they're called. Groups of fish are called schools of fish. Parade. Have an idea. I think I have a flashlight here. Yeah, here's one. Have a light beam parade. I think it'll work. There. Can do it that way. Sure. Well, it's about time for me to pack up these two toy cats. Did you know I was proud of you? Just the way I was proud of what we thought about for Daniel today. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. Proud of you too. Well, we'll certainly think more about that circus tomorrow. They're tenting somewhere, camping around the grounds of make-believe tonight. And tomorrow they'll put on their big circus for everyone there at the castle. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. Sure, by just your being you. Only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you. Bye, be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.